In this country, a lot of voter registration events are on hold because of the pandemic. So, some doctors' offices are stepping in to help educate their patients. Mayan Silver from member station WUWM in Milwaukee explains this phenomenon.
When patients come in to talk weight loss, high blood pressure, or other issues, medical assistant Marche Love has also started chatting with them about something new.
So when I go in the rooms, just having conversation, once I'm checking in the patients, they'll ask like, hey, what's that around your neck? So I'll let them know. It's just a way for them to register to vote.
Love works at Progressive Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. The badge dangling around her neck is part of Vote ER, a nonpartisan effort to register patients in free clinics, community centers, and ERs. Patients scan a QR code with their cell phone, and it takes them to a webpage about registering to vote and even a live person and helpline if the patient gets stuck.
Because people are on their phones all the time anyway, it's just something quick they can do, and it's one more thing they can knock off of their to-do list.
Progressive also sends out monthly text messages asking about 9,500 patients to register. More than 80% of Progressive's patients are Black, with a growing population of Hmong and Burmese refugees. 90% are low income. It's a population that's been hit hard by the pandemic, explains Dr. Madeline Tully of Progressive.
With people having to move in with family members, people having real issues with their financial security, their food security, and all that. So you can imagine that registering to vote is not high on that list when you have, you know, issues of basic shelter, safety, and food.
There's a disparity in registration rates of Black and Latino voters as compared to white voters in Wisconsin and across the country. To bridge that gap, Dr. Alistair Martin, an ER physician, founded Vote ER, which is being used by more than 300 hospitals nationwide.
Registering to vote in this country is like running an obstacle course. Often, based on the state that you're in, there are lots of little pieces of information that you have to have before you even begin the process of registering to vote.
He says the first step is just asking people to register, and that health professionals are in a good place to start the conversation. One reason? The pandemic has made voting a public health issue.
Who better than healthcare workers to be able to sort of advise folks on, look, you know, this is not the sort of the usual way that this works, and you ought to think about taking extra precautions and voting in a safe way this time around.
Martin says a lot of what affects patients' health is social. Can they access healthy food, stable housing, good education, clean water? It's a nonpartisan program, and healthcare workers help patients figure out how to vote, but not who to vote for. So far, about 40,000 patients have gotten help registering or requesting ballots. Back in Milwaukee, Kivana Fields was leaving a checkup at Progressive. She's noticed the texts asking her to register.
It just popped up like a regular alert, and it was asking, was I registered to vote? And if not, it had a link I could click to go into.
Turns out Fields is already registered and has voted in every election, even the small ones.
Yes, ma'am. If you're selling water, I will vote if it should be cold.
But she says if she were to move, she would be happy to re-register at her doctor's office. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.